Yesterday, a new advisory committee on the proposed Pebble Mine met in person for the first time. It happened while simultaneously a protest against the project was staged in downtown Anchorage. Some opponents of the mine were invited to the meeting, but many, like Alana Hurley with the United Tribes of Bristol Bay, declined because tribal governments have already made their position clear.
Why would the people of Bristol Bay waste our time to do this again so that the Pebble Limited Partnership could pretend that they're listening to the stakeholders, the people of Bristol Bay and Alaskans? If they were listening, they would have been gone a decade ago.
Protesters met outside of the Hotel Captain Cook, where the advisory committee had planned to meet. But Pebble spokesperson Mike Heatwall says the private meeting was moved because the Captain Cook's 10th floor conference room is under construction. Instead, the meeting was held at a different hotel downtown. Heatwall says the company formed the advisory committee to include local perspectives in the conversation.
And that's really to give us a range of feedback, ask us hard questions, potentially offer ideas that we may not have thought of, and really kick the tires aggressively, if you will, on all of the things that a development at Pebble could be, the social concerns, the environmental concerns, the economic opportunities.
Heatwall says the company plans to release a smaller development plan this fall, along with a transportation design to get minerals out. With a more favorable administration in Washington, D.C., and an EPA proposal to withdraw a determination blocking development of the mine, Heatwall says the company plans to file a permit by the end of the year. The 90-day comment period on the EPA's proposal to withdraw their opposition to the mine ends on October 17th.